Hello, everyone. The last presentation left you probably in a good mood, so we are continuing in the same spirit. Probably one of the presentations you were waiting for the whole DevConf. When is the next DevConf? And of course, it's in Bosnia. It is my pleasure to announce our team leader for DevConf 11 in Bosnia, Adnan Hodić. Please give him a warm welcome.
Hi. So this is going to be our presentation and introduction to Bosnia, and actually a welcome message to visit us next year. So chronology, where, who, sponsorship, when you arrival, security, when and end. So I'm going to explain it all. So where's Bosnia? Everybody should know this, but in case you don't, it's the thing right there. So yeah, it's really near Italy and near other places on, nearby the sea. So we're actually thinking about, and we're having some agency. So once you're done with DevConf, you can just go to Croatia or even Greece or, Balkans. We're gonna keep you on Balkans. So we'll try to. That's one of the ideas. Local team, as you can see here, we are, I'm the team leader, and we have another six members besides me in Bosnia, in NYC. We also have two government members. All of this was sponsored by Government of Republika Srpska, and officials are here to see it all as well. All the trip, everything was sponsored by government, so yeah. Government of Republika Srpska, official financial sponsor. If it wasn't for these guys, we really would kind of fail with all this whole bid. So they gave us their full financial support. We're gonna have more sponsors, of course, but they're gonna be our main sponsor, and if you don't know, they gave us the memorandum which obliged them to give us the full financial support. Venue, okay. Everything is in the walking distance in Banja Luka. Venue is probably gonna be the Banski Dvor. That place is really near the, you can actually see all this information on the wiki page, on our wiki page. For example, Banski Dvor is a building which we, and that's my idea, to have it all for ourselves, where we could have the whole building and Hack Labs working the whole night long, of course, with security, which I'm gonna talk about later on. So hotel, if you wanna sleep over, even you have a whole building, you can just go over the street and you can actually see where Hotel Bosnia is. So it's really close to everything. There's other hotels which are close to, it's all really nearby. And also the government building is on the same street, like 10 minutes away. And we're actually planning, we talked about that on our local meetings, to have something like maybe Debian Day or something like that, just to show how serious government is about all of this, to invite you to the government, to the place, the building, because we also had an idea to have a government building for the venue, but that was too complicated because security, it's too many people going in and out. It would be mess. So Banski Dvor is the venue. You can see it on the wiki page, and all the information is actually on the wiki page. We try really hard with the wiki page to explain it all. Visas, U.S., European Union, Canada doesn't need visa. Countries that need visas are the mostly South American countries, and that's what the good thing with the government is. We have government, so we're gonna make it easier for those people to get visa if they have problems. We already talked to the government officials, and we'll be working with them really closely to make all of this happen. Airports. We have three airports in Bosnia. Sarajevo is the main one. There's one in Banja Luka as well. But our ideas is actually to use Zagreb, because it's just really big airport. I mean, a lot of transit is happening at that airport. There's a lot of budget flights in Zagreb, and Banja Luka is really nearby from Zagreb. And what we are also thinking about is having some kind of organized transport from once you get to Zagreb, just have a peak point when everyone's getting to Debkov to just pick people up from the Zagreb. So, and also you might see, I had these questions. Some people said there's no, Google Maps doesn't show, for example, there was, I can't remember who it was. He said, I couldn't find the trip from Graz, Austria to Banja Luka. So we're gonna edit the open maps and we're gonna draw it all ourselves manually. So we'll take care of it all. Just forward us all your questions. Security. Secure. The place is really safe. And besides all of that, we're gonna have government support, which means we'll have, besides all the police and everything, we'll have government officials. We'll have some because, for example, here you have special police that's on campus, so we'll try to make the same thing. So security, no problem at all. What else? Dates. That we actually came up with the dates. It's going to be end of July, beginning of August. Specifically, it's going to be last week of July and first week of August. Because a lot of events and everything is happening in Banja Luka then, and I mean, it just seems as the best date. Questions, and now open office failed because it was supposed to play a video, but it didn't, so I'm gonna do it manually. Okay. Okay, it's playing. Okay, so questions, please. Where's the second mic? Or you can just be really loud. No questions?
Yes. Yeah, just get this one. How are about the language issues if people want to get some language exposure? Are you considering, for example, giving us a small Bosnian for travelers presentation tomorrow? Like, I would like to attend like an hour on that if you are willing to make the effort.
The main thing is just no. We all speak. Pretty much everybody speaks English, so that's not gonna be our problem at all. And in Bosnia, all you need to know is just a couple of words. I mean, just main things, because everybody pretty much speaks English, especially the younger populations.
One question. Everything is supposed to be sponsored by the government, but in case it doesn't happen, how much are the costs? How much expensive will be this DEFCON?
Okay, I guess I can answer that question as well. We are still not sure about the percentage you have to pay or how much it will be sponsored actually, so we are still getting there. But we are working hard to provide that information as soon as possible. And it will probably be just like for any other DevConf with categories for people who are getting sponsored. And
imagine I am attending to Banja Luka on my own, okay? I am going to the conference, but I don't like whatever you are providing for me for any reason. How much I am expected to pay for one hotel every night? And how much I am expecting to pay by food?
It's all pretty much set on the wiki page. For example, there are prices of hotels in case you're not sponsored or something like that. Even though to explain first the government and everything, because they send us a document where they're gonna do it, and they're actually obliged. It doesn't even matter who's on the prime minister or something like that, because current prime minister is running for the president. So, but the prices are listed. I'm not sure about the meals, if the prices of the meals are listed, but it's really cheap. We're gonna update the wiki page. Yes.
I was saying that the concept of cheap is something very, very relative. So I wanted to know, yeah, I am very surprised he doesn't have the numbers.
Yeah, something like that. So you can eat really cheap. Again, you can eat for $20 or 10 euros or whatever, US dollars. It's all depending on the person, but you can get really cheap food. And that we were going to that point with our first bid, but it's just not, everything's cheaper. That's not the point, because you can get high quality for not so pricey things. Either way, all the information is on the wiki, and we're gonna update with the food, because I'm not sure we have the food, but we have hotels.
Okay, so about travel, you said that the airport in Zagreb would be very nearby, if I remember right, but I saw on your slide that it's an 8-hour bus ride, right? So
right.
This would not really qualify for me as nearby.
No.
From Zagreb to Banja Luka by car, it's only 2.5 hours, and by bus, it's up to 4 hours. From Sarajevo to Banja Luka by bus is by 5 hours.
That was misunderstanding. Yeah.
There are 3 buses.
No,
a day.
The reason why
I'm
trying to get Zagreb, because you can get really fast from Zagreb to Banja Luka on the highway. So that's the reason. But we would have organized a bus or something like that. Is that your truck?
Okay. Important question. Is there any good local beer?
I didn't hear that.
Is there any good beer locally?
Oh, beer! Beer is. I'm a fan of beer, so beer is really cheap. That's the cheap thing I was talking about. You can get like half of like or pint, as you call it in UK, for 2.5 marks, which is 1.75 euros, which is whatever US dollars. And beer is actually really, really good. So about beer, it's gonna be okay. We're going to enjoy when it comes to the beer. And we're all going to be happy. So, yeah, beer, no problem. The most expensive beer is the imported one, and it's still not, like, expensive, really. So, beer, no problem with the beer at all. Anyone else? Network? Did someone say network? Okay. Network, that's actually a really good question, because first we wanted to go the commercial. Oh, right? Food and beer. Okay, yeah, and I have to talk about network. Okay, so the network is, first we wanted to go with a commercial provider, ISP, but we got to use SARnet, which is actually open and research network. And they're gonna give us 1 gigabit link, yeah, for free. So because they're doing it for the free software, open source community and everything. So we won't have to. We're actually besides free venue, free we're getting the free internet. So I think that's even the better option if we even went for the commercial option. So they also sent us the memorandum as just as government, so really good. We're still in touch with them. I contact them regarding the Bansky war and everything, and it's all settled, so yeah. So now we're fine. This is almost the same video, but yeah. Yeah, you have all different kind of options, so we're just going to explain to you, like, what kind of pizza pie you're going to eat, right? So, there you go. See the horse, how big they are? That's the vegetarians. That's, see? Yeah. Good stuff right there. So that could be... Right. Okay, the mic. Okay.
What time of year is the conference going to be?
What
time of year? Which month?
I said it last week of July and first week of August. So just as it is right now.
That's the target date.
That's the target date. Yeah, it's still not specific. We're going to update it on the wiki, but that's the best date. Weather is, that's the good point. Good question. It's the weather is almost the same temperature as it is here, but it's not so humid. Yeah. There was rafting. I'm thinking of taking a day trip to be rafting. If you don't want to go rafting, you can just watch us do the rafting. So it's all about the choice, right?
I might have missed that, but where will we eat? Would that be in the hotels? Or
hotels,
the
hotels. So I mean, we can organize it in the venue building as well, right? But I think we can organize it to be in the venue building as well because I think government or something like that was in it before, so they have those facilities and those options. So we could set it up. It's all depending on how we figure it out, right? Because we still didn't reserve that. We're planning of doing that once we go back to Bosnia. If we reserve Hotel Bosnia, right, then it's probably going to be eating there. But it's not a problem.
Can the hotel hold the whole conference? Like all 300 or 400 people coming?
What, in the building?
The hotel.
Yeah. It's the biggest hotel. And it's right next to the venue. And besides that, the building is really huge. I mean, you should see the wiki and the talk rooms. They're absolutely huge. So everything's big. So
thanks.
Yeah. So anyone else? If that's all, come and join us and enjoy NextDevConf in Banja Luka next year. Thanks.